Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, everyone. Thank you for joining me. I hope that the later time wasn't an issue. Actually, I think will work quite better for me to do 8 instead of 7, so we might make that switch. Tonight, I just really wanted to share some information that I got in meditation this morning. And so when I was asking, you know, what needs to be shared, what needs to be put out into the world, I basically got that I needed to share how I connect to spirit and how others can connect to spirit and how by connecting and releasing and surrendering, you can open the space for really amazing things to happen in your life. And so I will be sharing some stories and also give some advice as to how you can connect to spirit. And, you know, that way you can start to hear and listen to and trust and follow your inner guide and know that you are connected and, you know, how to go about releasing everything that is holding you back and making you feel burdened so that you can really start to allow great change and freedom and miracles to start to take place in your own life. And so I have, you know, always been intuitive. That's part of my story. You know, but I just didn't always listen and follow. And for a very long time, I tried to cut off my connection because, I guess, you know, I just had this belief that it was wrong. And that was pretty much the result of, some overly religious upbringing. And so I thought that it was wrong and that it was bad and that I was a bad person. However, the call never went away. It kept calling to me to keep coming back, to keep listening, to tap into that mystical, magical side that is in all of us. So I really couldn't continue to deny it. So I finally started to invest in some really good books on how to fully open back up. And so I have some of my favorite books. I don't have them here because they are on loan at the moment. But I will share that on my Facebook page, Whitney Ladd. Actually, no, my Facebook page is facebook.com/WhitneyLadd, or you can also find lots out about me at my website, which is WhitneyLadd.com. So I was doing a lot of work with that, and I really loved listening to Denise Lynn, and so I've been doing a lot of work. Well, one of the really big first takeaways in my own life, I was in a job that was incredibly stressful and not rewarding and very demanding, and I was very unappreciated. And so I was actually on my way home from work, and I was just crying, and I couldn't stop crying. And I was sitting at a stoplight, and you know, I was just so distraught, and I heard, "Come see us." And so I immediately knew that that meant I needed to go sit and be still in meditation, which I had started practicing from some of the books that I was reading, but it was not a regular practice like it is now. It wasn't something I did every day like I do now. And so I got home, got still, and I just started crying all over again by the time I got still. And I finally just surrendered everything. I just let it all out. And it wasn't, you know, sometimes we have conversations in our head, you know, you talk to yourself in your mind, whether it's your to-do list or where you're going, directions. A lot of times it's judgmental thoughts about ourselves or others, but you know, that inner dialogue that you have. And so oftentimes when people pray, they pray silently in their mind using their inner dialogue. And they pray to God, Spirit, Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, whoever, it really doesn't matter. So they're praying. And so normally when we are in a prayer state and we have a really big problem that we're facing and we feel overwhelmed and we feel just at our wits' end, because normally what I see, what normally happens is it starts as a worry. We start to worry about something and we can almost literally worry ourselves to death. And so you have the worry and then, you know, things just progressively get worse. And then you're just at your very end of your rope and you don't know what else to do. And it's normally not until we get to that point that we actually go to prayer. And so that's kind of where I felt like I was at in this job. Like I just could not do anymore. And yes, I have been saying the small little prayers throughout the day, but I never actually sat down and had dedicated prayer time and meditation time and space to really just let go. And so I was now in that space because I just couldn't go anymore. And, you know, it was that voice. And I'll get more to what that sounds like and what it may sound like for you. Of course, everybody is different. But that was one of the main things that I needed to share that I got in meditation this morning, was what that voice sounds like and how you can distinguish it without a doubt. So you definitely want to listen when you hear that voice. And so, you know, you normally have the prayer and it's a thought that goes on in your mind. And so I was at that point where I couldn't go anymore. And I was at the point of prayer and just an all out, you know, release, bawling, you know, that point. The only difference was, since I was in a meditative state and not in a typical prayer state, I was feeling. So I was visualizing and I was feeling and I was connecting with source through energy instead of trying to connect through my mind. So what that looked like for me was, you know, I sat on the floor and I've talked about it before. I did my grounding with the tree roots and then I went up through my chakras and then I took my energy and my light and just visualized that going up and connecting with source. And it was at about that time that I felt the love energy come back down and fill up my body, and that's when I just lost it, because it's all energy and I could feel everything. And again, that comes with practice and it comes with belief. So if you are very skeptical, you're going to have a very hard time connecting and feeling. But if you just trust it, just try it and go into it without expecting an outcome, and with non-attachment to what you think you're supposed to be doing, or you know, without expectation of you're supposed to get this or you're supposed to feel that, you know, just go into it and just keep trying and you'll get better. But, you know, I had been doing a little bit of practicing, so I could feel the energy. And when that love energy hit me full on, it's like, wow, like I realized how truly connected we all are, not just me, but every single one of us is a spirit. And it's a soul, and we're always connected. We just cut ourselves off, you know, we think we do. And we try to block out that connection. But we're made up of this source energy. We're made up of the same love energy that the Creator is made of. So we can't help but be a part of it. It's impossible to fully cut off. And so, you know, and that just filled me up. I just lost it emotionally because the energy was coming through me and had to come out as emotion. So I was just crying and crying and crying with no thought. Just there was absolutely no thought. There was no, like, with praying, you know, you're praying for something and you're going through the thought and you're going through the scenarios, or you're asking and hoping for this to happen. And, you know, when we have a typical prayer, that's what it is. It's us speaking to God, telling him about our problems, telling him how we want him to fix them, or telling him what we want him to make somebody else do. And, but this was zero thought, and it was pure emotion, and it was an emotional release. And then when I just let go and just let myself cry without trying to stop myself, without judging myself, without holding back, when I got empty and let all of that anguish and emotional energy out of my body physically, it was like all of a sudden all of that was just sucked completely out of my body and in like a vacuum up out of the top of my head, just all of the emotion and the heartbreak and the energy, all of that was just taken away instantly. I mean, it was instantly. It was like I stopped crying and I took a deep breath and I could breathe again and I was calm again. And I was just at such an inner peace. And it was as if spirit, source, love, God, whatever you want to call it, had completely taken everything out of me that was negative, all doubts, all worries, all fears, all of the need to control my life and the situations in them, you know, just all that heavy negative stuff that we go through on a daily basis, it was gone. It was all gone, taken right out of me. And I just felt so peaceful and I felt like I had so much clarity. But I think that that was only able to happen because I was at that point of surrender and I was at that point in a meditative state and not so much in a prayer state where I'm asking for something. It was truly a surrender of I let go of all. And so that's my recommendation to you. If you are struggling and you don't know what else to do, you know, you're just at your wits' end with the situation, get still, get quiet, and surrender. Just let it out. You don't have to relive all the drama in your mind, because I certainly didn't. I didn't relive it all, but I just let, you know, I connected to source energy, and then I just let the energy move through me, and it expelled itself as emotions, crying, without all of the drama replaying in my head of all the scenarios and all the situations that were leading up and created, you know, to this point. I didn't have to relive all that. So you don't have to relive all of it. You don't have to, you know, have all that mental diarrhea with source, like that. It's not necessary. You don't have to go through that. But that total surrender, I think, is what brings you to the other side of peace. And you do find that inner peace, that peace that surpasses all human understanding. It really is just an absolute calm and a stillness and a knowing. Like, you just can feel and know source at the center of your soul. Like, it's just, it's an incredible feeling. And it was in that moment that I heard, I'm working on a miracle for you right now. It was two parts. I have a miracle for you, and I'm working on it right now. So, I mean, it was that's what it was. And then, literally 2 seconds later, my phone got a text message, and it was my best friend and recently ex-coworker, and she said, "I have something really big to talk to you about. I'll call you later." And I was like, "Okay." I had no idea that was actually connected at the time. So I went back to my meditation and I just tried to get back because it was gone that fast. As soon as I got that, I surrendered, I released, I got the peace, and then I got the message. And it was like almost that quickly, I felt like the peace was gone. I still felt good. I felt energized. I felt very high vibe. I felt very peaceful, but that absolute still calmness was gone. And so I tried to recapture that without much effort, without much luck. But then, you know, as I was trying to hold on to that space and that meditative space, I continued to hear you are my miracle. Because I was saying, just tell me what to do. I don't know what to do. I need a miracle. So at that point, I was past the point of crying, but the peace had passed. I got the message. And then, you know, it was like, I was saying, you know, I need a miracle. And that's when I heard, you are my miracle. And I think that's true for each and every person that's on this planet. Every single one of us is a miracle. We have not been able to reproduce human life outside of, you know, the natural process, because it is such a miracle. Each and every single one of us is a miracle, and how we touch people and how we have an opportunity to interact and express with people and touch people's lives and make a difference in our own lives and the lives of others. Every single one of us is a miracle. But I can tell you, when I heard that, it was just, I can't even explain the feeling, you know, it was such an incredible experience. And it's fun, because so often I forget that I received that message until I'm retelling the story. But yes, I was told that you are my miracle. And I believe that that's true for every single person. And so, so I got down with my meditation state, and I felt a calm, I felt at peace, and I just knew, and I chose to believe with all my heart, body, mind, and soul that everything was going to be okay. Like, I couldn't have just had that incredibly amazing experience and everything not be okay. Like, that just wasn't an option. And so I got done meditating, and my friend called, and she said, so I just got this promotion at my new job, and so my position is now open, and I was telling them about you, and they want you to send your resume. And I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Now, I do want to mention, I had done the prep work of getting my resume together, getting it spruced up, and she actually helped me, you know, make sure I didn't miss anything, and helped me edit it, because, you know, she had been doing the same thing. We were both looking for a new job. And so I did lay some groundwork myself. But then here's how miraculously everything works. She encouraged me to give my resume to two temporary agencies. And so I had, through that, three interviews. So I interviewed three times before this took place. So, and I hadn't interviewed for years, so I was very out of practice, and I was extremely nervous going into these interviews, but they gave me the experience I needed, because they were so back to back to back, and then this happened, and so, it just was the perfect practice that I needed going into this interview. Of course, I got the job. It was absolutely fabulous. You know, and then there's so many more miracles that have extended from that. An increase in pay, which was, you know, significant enough to be able to purchase my house, which had been a long-term goal. Of course, then I had been at my job a year, and not quite a year, just right at a year, and been in my house not even a year when I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so it was like everything was leading up. Everything had its own divine timing to make sure that I was going to be taken care of. I was going to be at a job that would help take care of me and support me. And they were incredibly, amazingly supportive. I didn't have to worry about anything as far as that went. You know, making sure that I was going to be in a place where I would be taken care of, putting me in a place where I would have my own house, you know, where I could have my privacy and my dignity while going through treatments and everything that goes along with cancer. And so that, I didn't even know that all of that was building up until I got diagnosed, and I could look back and say, this all started so much longer, you know, it was happening so much longer than I realized. And it took place so much more before, so much time before I even knew, like, you know, having the resumes, you know, making that soul connection with my best friend and coworker, and, you know, going through the interviews, finding the new job, enjoying the job, just enjoying life in general, you know, for almost a year, and getting in the house and getting everything the way I wanted it, and, you know, going through all that. And then I got diagnosed, and of course, then when right before I was diagnosed, I had a heart-to-heart with Spirit again, and I said, if this is what you want me to go through, I will walk down this path of cancer, but I want to know that you're with me every single step of the way, and I want to know that I'm going to die an old lady in my bed. Like, that's what I want to know. I want to know that this is going to happen to me. And I heard, you will survive, but there's a lot a body can live through, but you will never be alone, and I will walk with you every step of the way. And so from that moment on, I never doubted. And I think that's what gave me the strength and the attitude and the will to go through everything, and also the peace and the clarity that I had to go through everything. And it just gave me the grace to be able to go through it all, you know, and just have everything be so smooth and just so perfect. Yes, there were down moments, but in those down moments is when Spirit was the closest and the loudest, speaking to me and sharing with me. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. And so telling you is, you can connect. You can connect to your source. You can be rid of those burdens if you're willing to go beyond prayer and really truly connect and be still and free to connect and unburden yourself and just surrender, truly surrender yourself and your life and your worries and your burdens, and you'll see the amazing things that can happen. You know, when I was going through the transition of the job situation, no, not everything was smooth. You know, my previous boss, was just horrible. She was absolutely horrible when she found out I was leaving, and my husband was not supportive at all. He just thought everything was moving too fast. I wasn't very sure, thought there was something to it, something wasn't right. And again, that's just men in general trying to keep the women in their life safe. Like, I get that. But, you know, I had those battles to fight, but I knew, because I had been told, that this miracle was for me, and I never wavered from it. And I had faith that it would work out. And of course it did. And it continues to today. I feel very, very blessed. But, so the voice, I have to be very clear about what it is that I hear. And, you know, not everybody's thing is hearing. Some people have visions. I have those also, but that is something that you could have, are visions instead of hearing. Some people, you know, see things. Some people just know things that they have no reason of knowing. It's just a direct knowing. Answers to things just come into your mind, and there's no way you could have known them. Some people feel things, like they can feel and sense the energy. And so these are just some examples of some of the spiritual gifts that you could have and you can use, and develop and strengthen to be able to connect with Spirit. But so clearly I was told to talk about the voice that I hear. And so, how that works is, you know, you have your inner dialogue, you know what your inner voice sounds like. And so the voice is not different from your inner voice in your head. It's the exact same voice. However, what's extremely different is the authority that it takes on, the assuredness, the confidence, and the love that comes through. Like, there is no doubt when Spirit gives you a command like that, and when Spirit speaks to you like that, and you know it's not your thought, you didn't randomly think, come see us. Like, I wasn't just sitting in the car bawling my eyes out and thought, oh, come see us. Like, had that conversation with myself. No, I was all mixed up in my trauma and bawling my eyes out about how horrible my life was when a voice very strongly, with authority, with confidence, directness. There was no wavering. There was no wondering. It was very, very direct, and it was very clear, and it said, come see us. Now, the us, that's a whole nother show, because I can't cover who and what the us is in the next 4 minutes. But, you know, I just trust it. And I think if you ask questions, especially in a meditative state, you will get answers. All the stuff you want to know, if you can know it, if you can humanly comprehend or be willing to accept and be open enough to accept it, you will be given answers to just about anything you want to know. You just have to ask. But that's what the voice was for me. And it's like when I was told, you are my miracle, it was not like sweet lovey-dovey, like your parents would tell you, or like, you know, or like how you would tell your child. No, it was strong. It was authoritative. It was direct, and it was clear. You are my miracle. There's no questioning. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And like, I don't think there's any way to describe the authority until you just feel it. You just know it, because it doesn't come from a place of fear. A lot of times, authority comes from a place of fear because we fear retaliation, or we fear getting in trouble, or we fear some kind of consequence. And it wasn't from a place of making us proud. Like, a lot of times we do things because we want praise, because we want to make somebody proud. It had nothing to do with making somebody proud. It had nothing to do with coming from a place of fear. If anything, it came from a clear and direct place of love, with no intimidations, no strings attached, no conditions, nothing else. Nothing else. Like, so often when your parents or, you know, somebody that really cares about you, they tell you they love you. You know, a lot of times it's because of habit, because we say it when we get off the phone or when we leave for the day. Or with parents and children, it's, again, a nightly ritual or whatever the case may be. Or it's because they've done something really well. You've just made them extremely proud, or as a parent, you would tell your child, because they just made me very proud that you love them. Like, how often do people just randomly say, I love you, for absolutely no reason, out of the blue? You know, they don't. Like, it just doesn't happen that often. I guess I can't say it never, but it just doesn't happen that often. You know, but I've really tried to make it more of a habit. I'm not the greatest, so I'm trying to get better. I'm just randomly telling people who I love that I love them. And my parents have gotten incredibly great at doing that. So I get a little message every day that they love me, and that's great. And I really love that, but it's nothing compared to the direct love and connection that you can have from spirit. I mean, there's just no comparison. And, you know, in Christianity, we think of God the Father as a father figure. Again, a lot of times fathers, you know, they have to discipline, and they have to have that authority almost as a fear factor, or you're trying to make somebody proud. And to me, spirit is not a father figure. It's just pure love. There's none of those strings attached to it at all. And again, when I was told, you will survive, but there's a lot of body can live through, you know, again, very direct, very authoritative, you know, very clear, with love. It was done with love, and just unwavering, so, and unquestionable. So it's something that you can definitely completely bank on when you hear that. So hopefully you've heard some of that. If you have, I would love to hear about it. Go to my Facebook page. Please share. You can also join my group there. You'll find links. And it has been a wonderful night talking with you, and I've so enjoyed this, and I look forward to speaking with you next week. And I hope that you have a very wonderful and blessed, loving week. Have a good night, everyone.